from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who wants to say, it's getting warm in here, so I'm going to bring out all my lols. I am getting, bringing the lols. I'm going to lull your ears off, or not, you know, more into a restful place, right into that pillow or wherever, you know, so you get snuggled. You could get comfortable. You could get sleepy. It's time for Sleep With Me, a podcast to put you to sleep. And here's a few of the ways we keep the show free for everybody. Or when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, you just check them out at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. With just a few questions. If you're new to this show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking, if the answers to those questions are yes, yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now if the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. It's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. The part of the podcast where I thank the people who support the sponsors. That's what keeps the show free for everybody versus being behind a paywall or something. And believe it or not, I want to get some more people on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. We have two newer sponsors, Four Sigmatic and Mint Mobile. And particularly when we have new sponsors, I really want to hear from as many people as I can who've tried out the products, who supported them. Let them know about it so they know, I'm trying this show out. Is anybody hearing it? If you've tried some of the Reishi products from Four Sigmatic or some of the coffee or any other products, or you've signed up through for your wireless through Mint Mobile, let me know. Tag Mint Mobile and Four Sigmatic so they know, so I can thank you here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. And if you ever want to know more about the sponsors and get in on the Sleepy Supporter Zone, you can check the show notes in your podcast app or go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors so I can thank you in the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Thanks. Into the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on this show. Who are they?
Posty poster song. Sounds like an earful. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes. Carl W. the Lecture. Also edits episodes. Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer. Runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bard. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. Any reason at all. You can tell me the story and I'll make it personal. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance to be part of Nine Fail Presents. So now on with the show.
Thanks, Mr. Bard. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Twitter and Instagram. Twitter is a new twin-based social media platform, limited characters, as opposed to Twinster, the other social media platform for twins I tried to start. Turned out, since I'm not a twin, you know, stuff to gather, gain momentum. So I figured I'd put a twist on it. So it's Twinner. Social media, I originally was going to call it a microblogging platform for twins, but I also thought of calling that Twogger. What was I saying? Oh, make sure to sign up for our newsletter. If I ever have news about Twogger, Twinner, Twinster, or eventually one day I'll have news about Sleep With Me or just updates, it's the only email that you can sign up for, and you really don't get any emails, but when you do, it'll be cool. Sleepwithmepodcast.com/newsletter. And what do you say? We get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever is keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts you're thinking about, feelings, physical feelings, emotions, changes in your routine, your time, the time of year, weather, travel, anticipation, whatever it is. It could be one of those things. It could be a multitude of other things. You know, it could be, for some people it's one thing, for other people it is multiple things. Whatever it is, I'd like to help if I can. And what I'm going to do is, I got this safe place set aside here, plenty of room, so you could see how it goes. If you're new, I'm glad you're here. Like most listeners say, kind of give this show a few tries because it's a bit different and see how it goes for you. And the way it works is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. Oh boy, will there be plenty of both of those. I'm going to go off topic. I'm going to get lost in my own. I guess I could get lost in my own thoughts. It's more lost like my thoughts were boxes full of things I'm going. I say, huh, which box was that thought in? I thought there was labels on these boxes, but they seem to be, oh no, those are labels that I wrote. It looks more like drawings. And then I spilled water on them, but it was handwritten in a, like, when I put the labels on there, I may have known what was in there. So let me just look through another box now. Let me pull the top. Oh boy. Yeah, what's in there? Let's take a look. That's kind of how my thoughts go throughout the show. But if you're new, I'm glad you're here. Let me give you some basic information right up front so you know. Like I already said, kind of give the show a few tries. It doesn't work for everybody. It's more a show to kind of take your mind off of stuff where I just kind of talk nonsense. At least that's the initial way to kind of consume it and like look at it a bit like, I don't know, lean into that earlier analogy. Like say you were going through the TV or you were checking out videos on YouTube or whatever, and you came across a channel or a video of someone, like an unboxing video, where they say, I'm unboxing boxes of like paper and stuff that I boxed earlier before a move. I don't know what's in. I'm unboxing the unknown. Sleep With Me, where we unbox the unknown and then put it back in. You know, hopefully we get rid of 40 to 80% of it, send it to the recycler. Then, or, you know, we don't worry about that stuff, though, either, because that would be counterproductive. What could we do with those boxes that would be sleepy? We'd kind of go through them slowly, say, here's a piece of paper where I started a to-do list across two things off. Then I wrote swash time, Then I drew a picture I don't know. Is that a cloud that looks like a camel? I think that's what I drew a doodle of. So if there was a video of someone narrating that, but it was only audio, that's pretty much what this show is. And you say, what is it? Like, someone might come in the room. So in this case, it would be different because you say, well, I was watching YouTube videos about planners, you know, trying to get my planning game going, or planters. Those things are, well, they're not interchangeable. You could watch YouTube videos about plant. I wonder if anyone's fallen in love via algorithm that way. They see, what are your likes? Videos about planners, PLANNERSs. I mean, one thing would be, this would be, well, I am a planner. Oh, you're a party planner? No, I'm actually, I'm a planner that gained sentience via sleep podcast. Oh, I don't know if I'm I don't know if I'm comfortable dating a sentient planner. Well, really, that sounds like something with you, not with me. Well, maybe we could be friends and then see how it goes. It is about me. I just don't know. I've never hung out with any sentient beings other than humans. And I swam with dolphins once. I wondered if they were sentient, but I didn't communicate with them. So I'm sorry. I don't normally date any beings that, this is my first time being sentient. So the whole dating friendship thing's new to me anyway. Well, it's funny. How'd you get on this all exists in the imagination of because I think he was going to say, what if I'm a person that likes watching videos about planners, fell in love with someone who loves watching videos about planters, PLANTERS. Oh, like the Planner's Nut video on Canon Cast? That's my favorite channel since becoming a sentient planter. Planner, I mean, I'm sorry. I was thinking of those planter videos I love so much. Oh, no, that's a different kind of planter. I was thinking about things you put plants in. Oh, wow, that's a thing too, huh? Maybe we could go on a quad. What's a date with four people but it's not a real date, like, because none of us... you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we could just hang. We could call it going out and doing stuff. Like maybe we could form a, like we could say, let's, we all love things that start with PLAN, PLAN. Yeah, we all like those, something that start, you feel like as a sentient planner, you like videos about planter's nuts. Oh, actually, not specifically about planner's nuts. I like the person that does it and how they just talk about it before they open the... I think my favorite part's when they open the can or bottle because it's airtight. It really is just the build-up to that. Oh, boy, that speaks subtextually. That speaks so much about... we're talking about dating without even talking. Well, I don't know if that's dating, I'm not just a sentient planner. I was used by someone, or I was in use. So I can see some of that stuff was planned out. Really? Like, not to get too off topic already, but what did it say? You know, I'm always, oh boy, it said, this is on topic. It's strange. Role play as roles, it said. And then it had a heart and a kissy lips after it. Role play as roles, but R-O-L-E-S or R-O, how do you spell roles? Like you're talking about cinnamon rolls and those kind of things, right? That's what it says. Holy hubba hubba. That's a hubba hubba I don't even understand. But I think we were all supposed to be describing how a sleep podcaster gets lost in his own thoughts, and that new people, when they listen, they'll probably quickly realize that he goes so far afield of sensibility that they don't need to listen and they could just fall asleep. I don't know. It's so insensible. It makes sense, though. How come there isn't a dating site for all of us? Well, I think it's just called The World, but, you know, that's efficient. I get what you're saying. I mean, I would love to, I mean, I wonder what we would talk about. Like, what would our dinner conversation be, the four of us or the six of us with this, the role couple? You know, that would be, like, I wonder what other things we would have in common. That's honestly the thought. I said, well, what would we have in common? Like, what else would we agree on? What movies do we like? You know, I've never, as a sentient planner, I've been in the room where movies were playing, but I was closed. Wow, that's amazing, too. So, interesting. Maybe we'll have to make this into an episode because it's like, because I don't know what else to do with this. So, let me get back to the new listeners here. Oh, boy, new listeners. I think this is what we'll be talking about tonight because I don't even know. It's just too deep and I have to get back. So if you're new, don't try to make sense of this podcast. I think that was my one point. Because it's a bit silly, it's a bit goofy, and it goes somewhere, but that's mostly a bit like nowhere. But I would say maybe I took your mind off of stuff when we were talking to those beings we were speaking with. So that's one thing. Two, so give it a few tries. Two, you don't need to listen. You can kind of listen. You can barely listen. You could almost not listen at all. Three, there's no pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here for about an hour. So if you can't sleep, I'll be here. If you need 8 hours as a company, queue up 8 episodes, 9 episodes. I'm here. And make this show to help people fall asleep, but also to be your boyfriend throughout the night. So I'm here till the very end of the episode, working, keeping you company, seeing how things are going. So that's that. And let's see. Oh, structurally, what to expect? A little late for this, but the show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the podcast free for everybody. Then there's an intro that's about 12 to 14 to 16 minutes of me explaining what the podcast is and going off topic. And then there's some business. Then there's the episode. So I guess tonight it'll be, I thought it was going to be, I guess tonight we'll check it. We'll see where this goes. I don't know if I'll be able to remember it. So hopefully I'll write it down. And, we'll kind of see what comes out of this intro. And that's it. So if you give the show a few tries and you find it, you don't like it, or you're already like whatever the opposite of LOL is, rolling your eyes and furrowing your brow. Furrow is one word. FYB. That's what people, is that a thing? Because that should be. FYB, man. Furrowing my brow. I guess that might sound too, you down with FYB? Yeah, that's my hobby, actually, furrowing my brow, FMB. Yeah, so I guess, is FMB a thing? Is there a furrowing your brow emoji? I think with a GIF or a JIF, it wouldn't show up unless it was a really, there probably is. Next GIF I'm posting, I mean, you'll hear this episode's not going to come out for like 6 to 8 weeks from when I do this, but I'm going to post a furrowing my brow GIF right now. I just got to figure out why. FMB, furrowing my brow. FYB, furrowing your brow. So if you're FYBing, check out sleepwithmepodcast.com/no thank you. Because it has other sleep podcasts and stuff you could check out and give a shot. I think that's it. I mean, give the show a few tries. I hope it can help because I've been there. That's why I really make the show. That's why I want to be your boar bud, your boar bay, your boar sib, your boar bestie, your boar bruh, your boar friend. Is because you do deserve a good night's sleep. And I'd like to create a safe place and a distraction to enable you to do so if you need it. Or if you can't sleep, just to keep your company, maybe give you a couple, whatever, like, defurrow the brow. If they say, what careers were you unexpected, like, when you found you made a career shift, or when you dream of shifting away from podcasting to a service-based, you know, we're going to live in a service-based world soon, Scoots. Okay, I don't know what that means, but... But you know what? There's not much else to say. I'm glad you're here. I work very hard at your next drive, and I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we keep the podcast free for everybody. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Sleep With Me. How you doing? Tonight's going to be a trending Twitter, not a trending Twitter, a trending Tuesday style episode. And I'll kind of explain what that means if you're a new listener in the past couple of years. And we're going to be using a new randomizer, and I'm trying to work on working on new randomizations. So once upon a time, the show came out on Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday, but now it comes out on Sunday and Wednesday, just because that schedule wasn't sustainable, putting out three episodes a week. So we switched to Wednesdays and Sundays. But when the show came out on Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday, it was actually the same podcast, just more of it. So it was more on the back end that it was different. But we had on Tuesdays was our Trending Tuesday episode, which is kind of a random one-off episodes. Then on Thursday was our ongoing series, and then on Sunday would be TV recaps. And we still follow that schedule, just on three episode rotations that don't correspond to the days of the week. So we'll do a random style episode, then a serial episodic episode, like a written series, and then a TV recap, and then a Tuesday episode, for the most part. But our schedule does change, and so it's no longer a Tuesday. I just still call them trending Tuesday style episodes, because it was, when I came up with that style of episode, it was first trending Tuesday, trending Twitter Tuesday. So I'd look up what was trending on Twitter, and then I'd base the random parts of the story on what was trending on Twitter. Then what happened was, this was still like 2015, maybe, I don't know, 2014. And then Twitter started to get, the trends were not so sleepy. So then I switched over, and you might, if you know the internet, you might think this was, but I switched over to the front page of Reddit. And for a while, that was pretty great too. It would, and I don't know what, if I was just through the app I was using, but it would usually be pretty good random stuff. But now the thing is, I can't pause to kind of, what do you call it when you curate those lists? Because then it kind of interrupts the flow of the story. So tonight's story will be based on a new form of randomization, which you could reach out to me to explain, or maybe I'll have heard it, we'll see how well it works. But also, I just happen to be turning this episode over, because you might have heard in the intro, this episode's getting turned over to another company to handle it anyway. So I'm going to turn it over from here, but that was just your little info. Hey, everybody, this is a Scooter, but not the same Scooter you just listened to. This is the Scooter, the entrepreneur, Scooter, that attempted to found his own, well, he didn't attempt to found his own startup, but he found a startup that should exist that doesn't. He gave, much like he's given accidentally other information to startup companies for real, this one he gave away to, tried to give away to a start, like a company. I don't think it's a startup, it's owned by another company. But they still, even though he gave it away on a free sleep podcast that maybe no one there listens to, they never took him up on the idea. And neither did the company, I think, that has a monopoly on online dating. This was the great online dating. You know, when they do the history books, there should be a chapter of the great online dating platforms that never were, that almost were. You know, musical lovers of lovers, that was another one I just invented now. That's like for musical lovers that want to find love. you know, but most like more not casual, casual. Anyway, that's a different, whole different business. This was my attempt to convert Venmo, which is an online payment option, way to pay people digitally, into a dating platform, or to use their architecture to create a dating platform, or just for me thinking about getting dates from someone that says, "Hey, remember this person you went to school with? I just got tacos with them. I had to pay them for the tacos." And you see this like 4-pixel profile. I say, "Whoa, it looks like we have a lot in common. Taco emojis, and we know this person maybe." And so I said, this is a perfect dating platform. And I've pitched it, you know, once a year or so on the podcast. And instead of being Venmo, I thought it would be called Datemo. Then I thought, like, much like a lot of these startups that have, like, quirky names or names that have too many, I said Datemoi, which you could still say Datemo, but if you add an I at the end, it's more memorable. Probably the URL's available. I should look that up before I record this episode or after I hit pause, but... So Datemoi was a great, you know, I swung and I missed. I swung for the fences. I swing yet again. And then I said, well, maybe it would just be a way for moi to get more dates. Hardy har har. But anyway, so I figured I form an imaginary production company. And we'd start doing, like, in order to get this thing off the ground, why not make more content? Since it's doing so well. So this is a new show that you're here. Well, oh yeah, sorry. I was back in old scooter mode. So I guess that was an excellent. Okay. So let me turn it over, to someone else whose imaginary name I have to think up, and I'll be right back. Hey everybody, this is Lot. Here's a piece of advice. Don't have your name manufactured by a random number generator that creates a number, and then you look up something else on the list because you end up with a name like Lot. Well, we're here to talk about a lot. That's why I have this great name, Lot, coming to you live. You could call me Lot from now on. And welcome to our pilot episode of Date Moi on Dates, the dating show where we take people, we take four individuals, we put them together, we put them on dates, and we see how it goes. This is Date Moi on Dates. We have four individuals here tonight, and we'll be referring to them as the emojis, the calling of the emoji to the heart. We have Planner Fan, who likes to put planner emojis up because they love planners. PLAANER, Planner Fan, 4127B, which I don't know what that B stands for, but that's our first contestant, I guess. But everybody wins here on Date Moi on Dates. Planner Fan, we're just going to call you Planner Fan. Now, welcome. You have a seat here. We're going to keep all of you will be separated into these, and you put those headphones on so you can't hear anything. Thanks, Planner Fan. We don't need to know anything about you. We already know you're a flan of flan. You're not a flan, are you? No. Well, let me just confirm something with you. Do you love, you can't be on the mic because, this is Date Moi on Dates. I'm Lot, and this is my show. So, Planner Fan, tell me, answer the one question with a yes or no answer, please. Are you a fan of planners? Yes. Great. Well, we'll be back with you later. Next up, speaking of fans, I hope you're a fan of this next, our next guest, because they are a fan of planters. You know, this is how we do it. They actually put in a request at Datemo HQ to get a planter image because we said I said that's a pot because I used to work in the emoji department at here at Datemo, and I said we already have that, and they said no, that's a pot. Planter is something different, and I said it's something you plant a plant in, correct? And they said yes, I'm a fan of planters. And then I said, well, just make the emoji. I said, okay, we'll put in the request to have our emoji artist put it out. And we put it out, and they were a fan of it because it looked like a planter, P-L-A-N-T-E-R, a fan of planters and things to plant in. You should start a podcast like Script Notes, Planter Notes. But that would be more people would say, well, which time of year should I plant a tomato? You'd say, no, we're talking about the actual vessel you plant in, not about the planting itself. Is that correct? You're just a fan of planters. You would rather listen to a podcast about planters and things interesting to a podcast about planters, right? Great. I'm glad to have you on the show. Have a seat there. Yeah, those are Boosts. Put on those headphones. Oh, soon you'll be going on it. You'll be going on a date, and I'll be narrating it for our audience. Okay, now here's where things get complicated because this person is a fan of planters as well, but they use that as a more broad term. Like if you're a fan of Xerox or things, because they asked for that emoji, and so we could call them, we could call you a fan of nuts, right? A dating show that really could go in any direction, but we mean peanuts, almonds, those kind of things. It's a day and age where it probably can't be easy to be a nut fan, and maybe I'm rethinking us casting you on this show, and you're dressed as Mr. Peanut, or a character like that, correct? Because you're not official. Oh, it says planters. Interesting. Oh, so you're not, you're, so that's different than Mr. Peanuts. Well, so we have a person here. They're dressed as a giant, like a shelled peanut, but not the corporate mascot. No. Okay. Okay, can I think of another name for you? Okay, yeah, well, I will either way. So that's another planter fan who's, we'll refer to as something else, because you gotta figure out a way to make this, because this is a show about dating that anyone could listen to. Oh, and before we get to our last guest, just in a piece of a dating advice, be nice and be yourself. It's okay to be you. But be nice too. That's from Date Moi on Dates. Put it on a banner or something and share it so we could get more likes. Date Moi on Dates. Now, this last guest here is really going to be mind blowing because not a lot of people believed it. Just came into sentience on a podcast recently. Not the great Everything is Alive, but a sleep podcast. We have here a sentient planner, and to include, and you could probably see the theme of tonight's episode of Date Moi on Dates, planters and planners. Can we make a connection? That's the question we're going to be answering. Oh, go ahead and have, oh, you can't sit down because you're a planter, a planner. It's going to be a tough, I can't believe I should have stayed in the emoji department, huh? Well, you could just rest open like that. That's perfect. Thank you. That's a sentient planner. And this is Date Moi on Dates. Now I'm going to go over to DateBot, DateBot 2055. Now, DateBot 2055 is actually a ticker tape machine we use to generate our first date. That first date is going to be going to a restaurant called Jack and Pop. Never heard of it. That's a Jack and Pop. It's a popcorn restaurant. I believe, and we're excited, and we're going to, the first couple we're sending over there is, let me look at my notes. Sorry, this is the first, our first episode. Okay, so we're going to have the planner. Oh, this makes sense. So we're having, we're going to send the sentient planner out with the person dressed as the Peanut. We could call you that. The Peanut's a nice pet name, and they'll meet at the restaurant. They're going out separate exits. All they know is they're going out to a restaurant, and we're going to see how this goes. I realize you don't eat because you're a sentient planner, but great to have you here. We'll look forward to seeing if we can make a connection here on Date Moi on Dates. So we'll be right back after this imaginary commercial. Hey everyone, are you a fan of romance? Are you a fan of conventions? What about imaginary conventions and imaginary romance? Have you ever imagined either one? Okay, great. Are you a fan of pamphlets? Great. Not many people are, so that's fine. Are you a fan of romance? Well, you already answered that question. Well, don't miss out on your opportunity to go RomCon 2020. That's right. It's two cons at the end of RomCon, because the other one already existed. It's coming soon, somewhere, someday. That's RomCon for fans of romance and fans of conventions. His Scooter will have a booth with his pamphlets, his romantic pamphlets, romanflets, they're called. No other guests are scheduled at this time, though there are some great romance writers that listen to this show, and some great writers that write in genres adjacent to that genre. And this would be fans of romance and romantic fiction. Because RomCon was invented just for fans of romance, too. You say, well, I love romance. The original RomCon, you could watch people dancing or you could dance. But remember, just holding hands and smiling, and that's what goes on at RomCon, and nothing more. So let me turn it back over to you, Lot. Oh, thanks. That was wonderful sponsors. Welcome back to Date Moi on Dates. We're here at Jack and Pop restaurant. I believed it was a popcorn-only restaurant, but it's where let me tell you about the restaurant, because we're required to do so, because they're giving us the restaurant for free. And they're also saying I'm pronouncing it incorrect. But anyway, it's the only restaurant with pop. It's a restaurant that has soda, pop rocks, popcorn. All the waitresses and waiters call you pop. They say, what's up, pop? You could have a pop, if you're over 21. They have adult beverages, the pop cocktails. Now, if you call it soda, they'll correct you, because it's chock and pop, chock full of pop. Pop, isn't it Pop Pockets? Is that a thing? Do you serve those here? Oh, those are Hot Pockets. Okay. So dine on Pop Rock popcorn. That would be the first place. Oh, you don't have that? Wait a second. How do you have a restaurant and you don't have Pop Rock popcorn? Okay, get working. Anyway, we're here. I'm here. This is a lot. Thank you. And check out Jack and Pop. They might not be open tomorrow because, anyway, we're happy to be having them hosting us here tonight for our first date. And they're sitting down together in a booth. So I'm going to need a new production assistant, too, because watching a planner get in a booth is not easy. A sentient planner, Yes, you might be seeing. I'm not sure if the sentient planner is midnight blue or just a blank leather, not real leather, but something that does seem very like supple to the touch, but firm and unyielding at the same time. Unfortunately for the planner, it's getting into a booth. You either have to have your arms wide open and, you know, the inside of the planner revealed to everybody, or closed off, which isn't really great for a first date. And then we have someone dressed up like a peanut person, similar to a mascot called Mr. Peanut, but this one is just named Peanut, a peanut named Peanut. And they're sitting down, and, there's free popcorn at Chalk and Pop. And they're ordering some pop, and the orders aren't really. So let's see. Oh, and now the person, the peanut, is attempting to move the table because so that the planner does not have to be either all the way open or closed. And it doesn't look. Oh, it looks like the table was bolted to the floor. And Chalk or Pop, whoever runs the restaurants, that's okay. We'll put it. It's in our production budget. Totally. One day we'll be owned by a giant, you know, fully invested. We're working on our seed funding right now, so don't worry about it, Chalk or Pop. Here at Chalk and Pop, and now the planner, the sentient planner, looks comfortable, and now we're going to throw at them our first thing, number 407. We're going to play a little game on our date here. We like to call space. And we're going to give them the prompts off the air, but you, the audience, I'm going to explain it to you. They have earpieces in, and they're being told the rules of the game, which is to pretend you've just met one another on a space. And that's your prompt for your first date. Because your first date, for the rest of the date, you've just met Chalk and Pop. Probably would make more sense in space, because I can't see it staying around on Earth. So here we have a sentient planner and a person dressed like similar to a character from Planner's Peanuts. They've just met each other on a space. And that's all we know. And I'm actually going to go into character and relay you their I don't know if it's me, but those stars certainly are more beautiful from up here. You don't speak. You can only write your answers. Okay, well, I'll speak for you. Yes, the stars are nice. I'm here on the space. It's not an easy tale, actually. You did ask me why am I here. Oh, why am I dressed as a peanut? I guess it's because they like. I don't know. I always said, well, what would it be like in space? Because it, when I what it, well, the thing you need to know about me is I'm always dressed like this. I prefer to go through life like as peanuts, but obviously as a human being. I don't know how did. I'd love to hear how you became. My questions really would be, how'd you become a sentient planner? A planner, excuse me, you're right. That is your. And what are you doing up here on this space? Okay, well, you've always been a planner. And you can't exactly tell when you gained sentience, so people tell you just a few, like 40 minutes ago. So I guess that would make me, well, it couldn't be your first date because you're a planner. Get it? You're actually laughing. So what are you doing on the space date? You're on a date with me. When I think of a space, I think of starting over. And really getting out on the edges of the universe, to see what's possible. And hopefully getting people to have a broader understanding that I prefer it to be dressed as a peanut. And that's how, and a lot of people would laugh because my legs are, I wear black stockings. Sometimes a lot of people fixate on that. Instead of that, I'm dressed as a peanut and embracing that fact. Oh, do I ever lose my shell? Well, yeah. Oh, well, I mean, I do take off my shell for many different reasons that you could imagine. Oh, it's interesting that now that I'm on a space base, I'm in a shell within a shell. You could say I'm within a third metaphorical shell, or that my peanut shell, you know, you wouldn't believe how freeing it is. Actually, it's not a third layer. Having the peanut shell around me has allowed me to shed that other shell. You know, I don't know about you as a planner, because, and plus you just, like, it seems like you're hyper-intelligent, even though you just gained sentience. So I'm assuming, or no, I guess I shouldn't be assuming. You're right. I don't want to make an ass out of you and me. But I'm just trying to guess that maybe you have your consciousness is timeless or transferred from some other being or a collective because you're so wise. But what I was saying is that, you know, a lot of people talk about the masks they wear and being their true self. Within this peanut shell, I am my true self, and I feel more comfortable. You know what I mean? It's like representative of who I am. You know exactly what I mean. Oh, because you're a planner. So are you, like, you are what you are. I think, do you know who Popeye is? Popeye was once a comic character, had a movie. Yeah, he was a sailor. Before SpongeBob and stuff, he would eat spinach. He'd say, "I eat me spinach." He was played by Robin Williams, you're right, in that movie. I don't know if there's ever been Popeye cosplay. I would assume so. I want to tell you, what I'm doing is not cosplay. You weren't saying that. You were saying you would think about dressing up as Popeye. Well, I just happen to know that this space base is like one of the more advanced space bases I've ever been on. And I would think that they would have a holodeck and that we could put an order in. Excuse me, after you bring us, oh, these pops are delicious. You know, we would like to put an order into the holodeck. This isn't a space base. Okay, could you send over the people from the TV show? Oh, it's not a TV show. It's a sleep podcast. Okay, could you send them over? Oh, hey, Todd. Well, anyway, I was wondering if we could put an order in at the holodeck. We would like to go to maybe not a Popeye convention, but a place, a convention where everybody dresses up like characters, where Popeye, a planner, dresses Popeye, and a person dressed as themselves as a peanut would feel comfortable. And welcome, maybe hold hands, Okay, well, where are we going? Oh, okay. Hey, everybody, this is your host here. Welcome back. They're headed off on a longer date, and you may be asking where they're headed. Gene, why don't you tell them where our happy couple is headed? Well, thanks a lot. Sorry they called you Todd, but that kind of makes sense. They're headed to RomConCon, a place where someone dressed as a peanut and someone dressed as Popeye can feel comfortable, can walk hand in hand, wondering if romance awaits them. It does, in some generalized sense, because they're at the convention about romance, RomConCon, where romance is celebrated in convention style with panel, with everything. RomConCon, that's where they'll be going. Actually, they'll be going to a fictionalized version of a fictionalized thing on a holodeck. Thanks, Gene. So that was our first date. Really went well, I think. For our second date here, We have a fan of planners and a fan of planters going on a date, and let's just see where they're headed here. They're headed to 269. That's randomizer, not me, that came up with that. Falling Blocks. So they're headed to Falling Blocks, and we'll see you when we get there. We're going there. Okay. Oh, we're outside Falling Blocks. It's a Minecraft-themed restaurant. I don't know any. How am I supposed to describe it? Because I don't know anything about Minecraft other than that there's kind of blocks. You'll do fine. Thanks. So this is Todd Todd. Feel like changing my name to Todd Todd for some reason. And we're here. Oh, no, it's an unofficial. It's a Minecraft. You're still working on it. It's not a Minecraft themed restaurant. It's a Minecraft inspired restaurant. That's what you're looking for. I think you were even looking for inspired by games like Minecraft, Falling Blocks. So this is a restaurant where you eat where someone built. So where are our guests going to be eating here? Oh, on top of these blocks. And these are like nice blocks, green and brown, and a great view of things being constructed everywhere. I think that's a hot pink, Eiffel Tower over there on the horizon being constructed, but that could be my imagination or just the way the sun's setting. And here on our this date, we have a fan of planners, of planners you use to plan your day, and a fan of planters, like things you plant plants in, which I'm not even 100% sure I understand the difference. Again, when I was in the emoji department, but a fan of planter boxes, we'll say, because that's what the emoji I did, and they were happy with it, and they can't hear me now. And planters, and they're sitting down to eat. They've got a view. There's a lot of waterfalls falling blocks. And now I see why it's called the Falling Blocks, because on one side of the horizon is a hot pink Eiffel Tower. And then if you turn 45 degrees to your left, are just kind of like pixelated blocks falling from the sky. Very peaceful, very relaxing. Block after block. Some are tumbling forwards, some tumbling backwards. All tumbling. It's a bit like watching. And now there is. I didn't even realize. If I just turn a little bit more, there are blocks falling. Because I was going to say, it reminded me of Tetris. Wow, this is peaceful. It is kind of hard for me to process, even though I'm here, narrated a date with a sentient planner, but there's a Tetris sky, and it's not the game. It's, what are these king things called? Minecraft-style blocks shaped like Tetris blocks falling and arranging themselves. I wonder how it works, but then I'm seeing our dates is sitting down, and I realize that it's on like the autoplay right now, but they will actually get to control the falling blocks as they sit down together, planner fan and a planner fan. And they seem to be making small talk. How did you get roped into getting on this dating show? And, I'm going to interrupt their small talk here. Hi. This is, I'm Lot. I'm your host here. Well, that's strange. The random number generator came up with 169 on that one. Oh, what am I saying? I'm just saying that the theme of your date tonight will be Gyrodyne. Gyrodyne is the theme of your date, which means whenever you eat, you have to gyrate a bit. And you're also here at Falling Blocks Restaurant, where you'll be able to control on your table here the falling blocks in this giant Tetris display. Yeah, it is beautiful. You're right. And we'll see if we can make an interconnection, if you understand my meaning. And yeah, you'll have to gyrate every time you eat. And I believe this restaurant just happens to serve foods themed inspired by Minecraft. I don't know what kind of food that is, but I hope you two enjoy your date together. Oh, I realize that I have to narrate the date because that's the agreement. I realize I have to narrate the date because that's the agreement we have. So the planner fan is gyrating and taking a sip of water, which I really appreciate because I didn't specify that when you drank, you'd also have to take a sip. That you'd also have to gyrate. So that is very good. And now the planter fan is trying to figure out the mechanics of using a table to control the falling blocks, which are part of the Tetris. Oh, and showing, okay, so they each person has to take a turn. And they're ordering food, but they're also, wow, this really is making this small talk really flow. Because they're both saying, well, geez, what do you like about planters? What do you like about planters? So this is personal conversation, but they're really connecting over their fandoms and taking turns gyrating. This is working out good. So one person will eat and gyrate, and the other person is taking their turn, turning the one block that goes one, then one block left, and then up. That's always the toughest one for me. Then there's the blocks that are shaped like an L, but with only one block. You know what I mean? I always wonder what they're saying, what's your favorite Tetris block? They both agree with me that one block is the hardest one, unless you get on a run, but then you could actually just build it up too high. Wow, I didn't realize I shared so many things with Tetris fans. Wow, it's really hypnotic, though, watching these giant blocks. And at first I thought the blocks may have some sort of LED technology, but also reflection, because they're starting to reflect the setting sun. As the planner fan and the planner fan talk about, they're finding things in common that, like, I'm trying to do listening and talk to you at the same time. So I'm thinking to myself, what could possibly they have in common that planners and planners, they both hold things, I guess. This date is going well, and for dating, Gene, what does our happy couple win for going on a successful date? Lot, they win two tickets to RomConCon, the convention for romance, with romance, about romance. The conference... for people that that make romance and that love romance, RomConCon. It's a perfect con for people who love planners and the people who love planters, especially if they would, maybe the two of them could, or people that love Tetris or Minecraft. Any of those, we could use authors for those themes. Themed around those things. Well, thanks, Gene. I could write that. I can't use any of the actual falling blocks. Rock in your socks at falling blocks. Those are just two titles I thought of just now. Oh, but the control station's coming in. They say we still have to go on two more dates. I'm just getting sent here to the my next information. Our next restaurant is called It's called Sansu One. So I'm here at Sansu One. I was late. Luckily, this is all digitized, so you don't have to worry. And we're here with a planner fan and the person dressed in our friend Peanut, who was a fan of dress, I guess a fan of planters in a different sense. Though we didn't interrupt that, they're here at a Sansu restaurant. You're sitting down to eat and connect. And yeah, we got to get to their, what is their date theme here? Well, I hope you both are enjoying yourselves. This theme, the theme for your date is Toy Factory. Yeah, that's Toy Factory. You both work in a toy factory. You've been tasked with coming up with a new toy based on your joint interests by the end of your date, which is really a short date because we ended up being the first two sets of dates went really well. No pressure about that. But how will you, a person that likes that, how will you two do at your toy factory? I'll be back in just a few minutes to check. And actually, hey, audience, I don't even have to go anywhere because I am watching them. So they're trying to brainstorm, oh, what would it be like to work at a toy factory? Well, this sounds like something we could use a planner for. This is a planner fan. And the Peanut says, well, maybe it could be something around dress up. Because that's what, even though I do, I'm not dressed up as a Peanut. That's like something I try to lean into the confusion that people have about me. And so as saying yes to that, I say, well, no, this is who I am. But I could see how you could see that I'm dressing up and, dressing up's fine too. Like I just went on a date with someone dressed up as Popeye. Now the planner fan is a bit confused by this of how that would be a toy, and they're approaching it from a more planning type of thing. And Peanut saying, "Well, it's a blue sky." And then the planner fan says, "What about a toy where you plan a dress, like a dress-up party?" And then Peanut says, "Huh?" And I say, "We're almost there. We almost have the toy." I say, "Okay, so it's about getting dressed up. What about, it could be instead of designing clothes for a fashion show, it could be designing clothes for play and dress-ups. And then maybe we could you could have a link that you could 3D print the clothes," is what the planner said. And now Peanut saying, "Oh, it's part of my clothing is 3D printed." So I'm going over it. Just, okay, so you two looks like you came up with a toy at the toy for the toy factory. Oh, you did. You think you're better off being friends. Okay, let's just cover the toy right now. Thank you, though, for that, for correcting me about, so we're just here getting more dates, not exactly effective dates here at Date More with Date Moi. And before we get to the conclusion of your date, Gene, where's a great place to go on a date? Well, a great place to go on a date is RomConCon. Coming in 2020 or 2021, RomConCon, the convention about the romantic convention on romance, RomConCon, a great place for a date if you're only going to hold hands, maybe some light kissing, RomConCon. Thanks, Gene. Okay, so the two of you have come up with a toy. I would say more of a game which could be played, which is technically a toy, but also a tool because you're teaching design. Design your own dress up. I love it. You're a dress up designer. And I really like the touch that once you design the clothes, this would be for purchase, correct? That part of it would be that you would be able to order Oh, and you're saying, yeah, you two really could work in a toy factory. You're really thinking like what are those called? Toypreneurs? Toy industrial. So, okay, well, boy, that you could have the first five outfits 3D printed as part of your purchase price, and then you could add on more. Brilliant. Thank you both for your time. And now I'm headed for our final date of the evening. You know, the question of will romance strike is already been answered, I believe. But this is another space scene one. This restaurant is called Tiny Moon. Tiny Moon 1. There's more than one Tiny Moon restaurant? There is. Okay, and we have a sentient planner and a fan of a sentient planner with N-N-E-R, and then a fan of planters. And they're on a date at this restaurant called Tiny Moon, which is really interesting, huh? The restaurant is actually, okay, these are repurposed. This is the founder of the restaurant's talking in my ear as I'm trying to tell you. These ones, there used to be in the Poconos, a lot of restaurants with champagne glasses. They were champagne glass hot tubs, and a lot of kids that grew up in the 80s would fantasize that one day they would be at a place with a champagne hot tub, and then you'd wonder how it even worked. Was it a two-story hot tub? And this person bought them all from, was it at the, did you buy them from Beautiful Mountain Area Lodge? Maybe. And then they put a moon on top of it and a floor. So basically it's kind of like a moon treehouse, a moon like sitting on top of a glass. It looks like a moon. It's beautiful. And you go inside there and it's a dinner for two inside of a tiny moon. Oh, and all your food is moon themed. That's great. But we have a date to get to. And the theme of the date here for our planner, fan, and our, who else is on the date? I'm sorry. Let me see my production assistant here. Oh, it is a sentient planner and a planter fan. And the theme for tonight's date is the archer. And it's very specific because it's a one question thing. If a Cupid was going to, like, you know, get you to really go head over heels with someone, what would be the most direct way to get to your heart? It's just a one-question answer to get through your date. But before we do that, Gene, what's a con with all of the heart? Tell us about it, please. Thanks a lot. This is Gene here. You know the convention? That's shot through the heart, and no one's to blame. It gives love a good name. It's RomConCon, the romance convention about romance. That's in romance with romance. That's RomConCon. Coming soon, someday, RomConCon. Thanks, Gene. This is Lot back here, and we're here with a sentient planner. And what sentient planner's answer to the question is someone that writes with a loving touch that reflects the love within their heart. Wow. So as a planner, that would be someone that, okay, you wanted to elucidate, okay, because I think that was a pretty good answer on its own. It might not need more details. So you said the way to your heart would be someone that writes in a loving way that reflects how they feel on the inside, and then you wanted to say, and how they feel about you and what they're writing. Someone in love that writes with love, because maybe they love their planner. Oof, that's breathtaking stuff. And for you, the fan of planters, what would be the way to your heart? If there was one way for Cupid, the archer to get your heart, what would it be? Someone that has a structure and can hold it together. Those are admirable traits for sure. You know, I don't want to say anything, but a planner could certainly hold it together. No doubt about it. Oh, but maybe a planner fan could do it better. Well, it sounds like we made some connections. Now, it sounds like the two of you are enjoying your date on this tiny moon here. But then maybe would you be friends? You don't have a lot in common. You're right about that. But what do you think you'll be seeing from your first date with the fan of planner? And you're a planner fan. Do you think you two would see each other again? At RomConCon. Thanks. Here's your check, too, for saying that. And I'm here with the sentient planner who's going to write something long that I don't have time to read. But about maybe dating Peanut. On behalf of Peanut and sentient planner, a fan of planners and planner, and fans of romance everywhere, this is another successful episode of More Dates with Dave Moi. This is Lotta signing off, wishing you dreams of a tiny moon restaurant on what was once a champagne hot tub. Good night. I want to thank everybody that reviewed the show recently over on Apple Podcasts. Beefus Nova wants more original episodes. Great podcast, but they don't enjoy the TV recaps. And I don't know if I heard from you by email or anything, but yeah, it's every third episode is a TV recap. We do try to keep as much originals as we can put out. That's kind of, if you listen to like episode 500 or 600, it kind of explains how the releases work, but it's just like what we're able to put out. The TV recaps enable us to put out, one episode, like two episodes a week versus would be like one a week, I guess, if we're just doing all originals. Or like not like 1.5 a week, I guess. Thank you. Starfish Alley says, fantastic. Never only made it to the end of 4 episodes. If you're just starting out, check out a Trader Joe's episode. Megan B, mom of 3. That rhymes for you and me. Z's. I've been telling all my fellow Asamiacs to try this podcast. Scoots takes my racing mind off to sleep. Convert bought the sleep up phones. Thanks to my boar bud for helping me sleep. Sleep enough is just weird enough to work. We got 5 stars from So-So. 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 B, A to the D. I've dealt with a lot for many, many years. Anxious thoughts and much, much more. I'd go too long without sleep. And when I did, it wasn't easy to sleep. A lot going on. And then I found this podcast, and the first night I realized this is what I need to sleep. I fall asleep in the first 10 minutes, which hasn't happened in years. Falling asleep was always an hour-long process, but now I can fall asleep. Podcast is comfort and perfect mix of comfort and boring. I listen every night, repeating some of my favorite personal episodes. It's nice to know that no matter what happens in my life, I got this podcast. Feels like home. Thank you so much. Zoe from Canada says, too effective. I was so excited when you read my previous review, and I found out my friend was a fan. I went back and I tried to re-listen to my review, but I keep falling asleep. So there's a shout-out for Kelsey over here. We'll see if she hears it. That's cheers from Zoe. Also from Canada, AME says, good boyfriend, rambles and rambles, which is a point, background noise. If you're looking for an enlightening conversation, this isn't the podcast for you. Listen to something else. This has both helped me and my husband fall asleep so many times. The repetitive asking for Patreon money is worth deducting a star from the review. Yeah, you could skip all the asks if you support the show. That's how I keep it going. Shell Stephanie from the UK says, thank you. Thanks for creating a podcast. I've dealt with a lot of different things, OCD, anxiety, depression. I struggle to sleep. It's a real challenge. Thanks to sleeping, it's getting easier and easier to slip into sleep without my thoughts getting in the way. Although a little stranger at first, and I've been using this for months, so my advice to new listeners is give it a go and push through initial weirdness. It'll do wonders for you. Cordia, 29. Sorry, I have trouble pronouncing things. Charmingly boring nonsense. Podcast helps when I'm lying awake. Made lying in bed anxious. Thing of the past. When brain bots come out to play, I swat them with by putting in an earbud and queuing up a few episodes. It's kind, it's gentle, and it's nonsense that helps me giggle till I fall asleep. And then from the Russian Federation, very useful, makes me bored and fall asleep in less than 10 minutes. And that's, I don't, it's in Cyrillic, but it looks like it starts with YEP. So thanks for that. Thanks for everybody for reviewing the show. You can review the show over at Apple Podcasts or your podcast app of choice. I don't think you can review the podcast in every podcast app, though. We're a proud member of Night Vale Presents. You can check out all the amazing shows over at nightvalepresents.com, including Dream Boy. A masterpiece, let's just be honest. It's made by Dane Terry, starring a musician named Dane, spending the winter in Cleveland, Ohio, trying to keep his job at the Pepper Heights Zoo. And not spend all his time on Grindr. Yeah, but then he gets swept into a beautiful story, beautiful music, dreams, flickering lights. It's all about relentless change in the parts of ourselves we wish other people knew to look for. Also, there's zebra issues. You could check it out at nightvalepresents.com or just search Dream Boy in your podcast app. And if you get a chance to see Dane live, do it, do it, do it. We're also a proud member of, what's the thing called? Oh, PRX. Sorry about that, PRX. It's just, you know, sometimes, my, you know, that's where my brain goes. You could check out everything they're doing at PRX.org. And don't worry, there's plenty more episodes here ready to go for you. How many do you need? Three more, four more, five more? They're here. Thanks for listening and good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month. And what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only. And then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from. On Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in this, my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday. of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Postie Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets season one, part two, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had March is that bonus episode. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed, let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode one of that. That was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series, I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support@supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right, in building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.